Now that last song ended, tell him that you're sorry for your sins and tell him that you want to be forgiven. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him right now. That sounds something really urgent. And that's a message from three stories that Jesus told. But what about Clucky? What a silly hen Clucky was. Dean was looking after her, giving her all the food she needed, but she wanted to go out into the big wide world because it looked so attractive. Then she got stuck in the mud, needed to be rescued, and needed to be made clean. Then we saw Shep the shepherd boy, and he was looking for his sheep. Who can tell me what the sheep had in its mouth? What was it, Callum? It had a key in it and then it fell out, didn't it? Yes, we spotted that. It had a key in there, didn't it? And then Shep said something really, really wise. He said this. Jesus said, and I think he came from the West Country, that shepherd. He said, Jesus said, we all be lost to God. And that reminds us of the story that Caitlin read for us from the Bible about the shepherd looking for his lost sheep and keeping going until he found it. And listen to these words from the Bible. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave 99 in the open country and go after that sheep until he finds it? And the next one of the stories, it was one of three, and they're all about being lost to God. And the next one is about some money. How many coins? Does anybody know how many coins that lady had? The lady who was sweeping? Do you know? No. Anybody know how many? 10. 1, 2, 3, 6, 9. Oh dear. One's lost. 50p. It's a serious matter, isn't it? I'll have to see if we can find that later on. And the last one was about a young man who took his dad's money in a really horrid way, and I'll tell you how he did that in a minute. And then he left and he got in a real mess, just like Clucky. This is what Jesus said about him. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. That's all the things that the dad owned. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, this younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country and squandered his wealth in wild living. Now, I'm hoping somebody will be my friend. And I've got some £50 notes here. Does somebody be my friend if I give them £50? Anybody want a £50 note to be my friend? Only children want to be my friend. Do you want to be my friend, Hans? In fact, there's a few 50s there. Yeah, anybody else to be my friend? No grown-ups want 50s? Go on then, Ben, you can have 50s. Some more 50s. Anybody else need a 50? Go on, Naomi. Anybody else need a 50? Whoa, that's a set of 50s. And all his money suddenly was gone. He wasted his money spending money on people, doing things that were silly, just so that they would be his friends. And Jesus told these stories so we could understand what it meant to be, that, not real 50s by the way, what it meant to be lost to God, as the shepherd boy said. And so that we would realize that we are not abandoned, but God is looking for us and he's wanting to bring us back. And I think Jesus told those three stories, one after the other, so that we would understand there's different ways that we are lost. And Lisa's granddad, he was another wise person in there, he said this, he said, we're all lost to God because we do wrong things and mess up sometimes and run away from God. And some of us sin, a bit like the story of the lost sheep. We just wander into it without thinking about it. A bit like a sheep, nibbles on a bit of grass there, nibbles on a bit of grass there and then thinks, I'll just go over there. They just wander into it. And that's usually because we're selfish. Now, I wonder if any of you have ever done this. You say to your mom or dad, can I go out and play? And they say, when you've tidied up your toys properly, you can go outside. So you stuff all the stuff in a box or push it under the settee and then go out to play. And your mum says, have you tidied your toys up? And you say, yes. And you haven't done that at all. And we just wander into that. And many of the people we watch on telly, many of the people we know and maybe the grown-ups work with or in your school, will use God's name as a swear word. They don't think about it. They just say it. And for a lot, they probably don't even know it's wrong. And that's a little bit like the coin. It didn't know it was lost. I've only got 9 there. The other one doesn't know where it is. But sometimes we deliberately decide to do something that's wrong. Just like that young man who took his dad's money. We know about God. We know about Jesus. We know how wonderful he is. And we know that we should love him and follow him like the puppets were telling us. But we just choose to do what we want to do. To take what God will give us and then do whatever we want. We say no to God, even though we know we shouldn't. And then we do things that are wrong. And somebody at school says, hey, look at this picture on my phone. And it's a rude picture that we know we should not look at, but that we end up doing it. And God says in the Bible, don't do that. Or it might be telling lies. Or it might be getting angry to get what we want. And God has given us a conscience that he's often saying to us, don't do that. Don't do that. Look the other way. Go somewhere else. Don't say that. But we often just ignore that. And we just carry on doing what we want to do. And that's exactly the sort of people. Can somebody just let Nathan sit down? Exactly the sort of people that Jesus was talking about that are lost until they are found. Because we are all lost to God until we are found. But there's a wonderful thing in the stories that we are looking at. That shepherd really treasured his sheep. So much so he was looking everywhere for it. That lady got her brush out, she got her lamp out, and she started brushing and looking, and found her money. I'm glad I looked under that carpet. So now I have my 10 back. And that son, listen to what the Bible says in verse 20. Whilst the son was still a long way off, his father saw him. He was filled with compassion. And he ran, threw his arms around his son, and kissed him. And how wonderful is that? Now we can read that and we might think to ourselves, the boy left, the boy did some silly things, he wasted his money, and now the boy is back. What's the big deal in that? But what that son did was really, really horrible. What he really said to his dad was this, Dad, I want the money that I will get from you when you're dead. But I want it now. I can't wait any longer for you to die. I actually don't care about how you live. I don't care about you. I just want your money and then I'm off. Now imagine if you were that boy's dad. And that's really what he's saying to you. That would hurt you so much. That would upset you so much. But that's often what we say to God. We say, I want everything I want. I want to be healthy. I want a good job. I want lots of friends at school. I want a nice house. I want a nice car. give me all these things, God, but by the way, I don't want you. I just want what you can give me. So that picture of the father waiting and looking, seeing his son, and then running, and he would have had a long cloak on, and he'd pull his cloak up so that he could run, and then putting his arms round his son, that shows us just how much God loves us and wants people like you and me to come and know and love him. But how can we be found? And there's a big clue from Jesus in what the young son says to his dad. He says this, Father, I have sinned against heaven, that's God, and against you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And that's what God wants to hear from each one of us. Now, I want to introduce you to my personal sheep. I assume you all have a personal sheep? No? I will introduce you to my personal sheep. He normally lives in my garden. He doesn't eat a lot of grass. He has a friend, and he comes from somewhere special that Margaret and I really love. And something has happened to him. Can anybody see what has happened to him? Yeah? His leg's broken off. And something happened in my house about 2 weeks ago. And one of my grandchildren who was staying with us, I was just about to go out, and he came saying, Where's Grandad? So he was sent towards where I was, and he said, Grandad, I need you to come outside to look at something. So I thought he was going to show me something like a slug or something exciting like that. And he took me around to where this lovely little sheep lives, this lovely little lamb stands. And he pointed at it, lying on its side with its leg off. And then he said, I picked it up and I dropped it, in fact, on the other one, and its leg broke off. And I'm really sorry. And you know, he did exactly the right thing. He could have hidden it somewhere. He could have pretended he knew nothing about it. We get foxes in our garden. He could have said, I bet the fox has done that, Grandad. But he came and he did that. And I obviously forgave him because I was so impressed. That was really brave of him. And that shows us that we can't really say sorry to God like that young man did unless we accept for real that we've done wrong against him. And if we do, we could say words like this. And this is a prayer we could pray if we really know we have done wrong against God. Dear Lord, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry that I have said no to you and yes to things that are wrong. And that will be all of us at some point. Please forgive me, bring me into your family where you will be my father and my king. But we've got to mean those words for real. My little grandson really meant that for real. He came looking for me to tell me what he had done. And when someone prays that prayer, they are found by God. And there is praise and celebration in heaven. That's how each of those stories ended.